friends, welcome back. So we're looking at baptism through the lens of a spring garden. So I think because we may have some new souls to the journey, and also it's always a good refresher just to kind of consider the types of prayer one can approach, just like the types of plants, right, that one can approach for a garden. I think novenas are delightful addition to a prayer life. And, you know, perhaps a more extended type of novena, such as a 30-day prayer to St. Joseph. We have rediscovered in earnest the seven sorrowful rosary of Our Lady. And it's a particularly nice addition here during the season of Lent. But we have found it to be a nice companion to the sorrowful mysteries of, you know, the more traditional rosary that we're all familiar with. Determine your location of prayer. Different orders and movements within the church highlight having a prayer space. And now, you know, Brother Lawrence was just as comfortable in the presence of God in the kitchen as he was in his oratory. But nonetheless, he did spend time in the oratory, quite a bit of it. And that removing of self as part of the process of prayer would filter back into his ability to find Christ in the everyday events of his life.
I think there's an expression that says, you know, when I'm driving my car, can I pray a rosary? Yes, you can. When I'm praying the rosary, can I drive my car? No, you cannot. And I think it's a little bit like that with Brother Lawrence. There is a recognition that the prayer in the kitchen is anchored by the prayer in the oratory. That if the only time that he ever prayed was in the kitchen, you know, it would cease to be prayer at some point, right? Because you don't have a grounding. But as long as you're grounded, this place that you set aside that is, you know, really it's an anchor. It really becomes a you know, kind of the headstone or the groundstone, as it were, the cornerstone of where you go. And, you know, as human beings, we really need that. We need something that keeps our feet concretely to the ground. And I know that it can often be hard to find out that little personal place, but, you know, the easiest place to have an anchor is when you climb out of bed, you fall on your knees. You know, it's always a place to be found, right? Next to your bed on your knees. You know, if you can't find anywhere else.
That's correct. That is correct. That is correct. I know a lot of patriots here in Texas who are working very hard on election integrity. That was the prayer form that kind of united and still does in a real way. The movement is an Our Father on your knees.
Right, an Our Father on your knees. Absolutely.
It sounds very simple until it's not.
That's exactly right. You know, I was actually thinking about that today at Mass. Sorry to digress. But the difference when I on Sundays I'm able to attend the Extraordinary Form Mass, and then on a Friday night I'm also able to go to the shortened version of the Extraordinary Form. And one of the things that I notice when I'm back in the Novus Ordo is this, and I've actually been incorporating it during this Lent, is to kneel more often, because I find for myself that posture of kneeling, it really it becomes an anchor, right? I know that I'm doing something other at that moment. And so, you know, when we're talking about personal prayer time or having this place set aside, we're not talking about a half an hour on your knees. You know, Father Jacques Philippe in one of his beautiful recollections on prayer will tell you that when you are going to engage in a longer type of meditation, it is important that you have to recognize the limitations of the body, right? That you do have to be somewhat comfortable. And, You know, he always likes to quote Saint Therese, who, you know, would often fall asleep in her prayer. And, you know, often not even apologetically, she would just say, you know, if our Lord was displeased with my prayer, he would let me know. Right. But it does mean that you, from time to time, to have that anchor. To roll out of bed and to have your first moment, you know, and I'm preaching to myself here, to have that first moment given over to that anchoring of recognizing that you're putting yourself in the presence of God. And nothing does that for the human person like being on your knees. Nothing. That's why, you know, you think about why they mocked it so grievously during the football games, right? Right? That because kneeling means something. It's a profound movement that the human person undertakes. It informs the body is informing the mind of something other.
I think it even if I don't want to put too much gloss on it, but in our American culture, we have a hard time with bodily expressions of
piety,
of either acknowledgement or whatever. In other cultures, bowing, right? We bow, you'll see the priest bow, you know, people bow. We watch K-dramas, the Koreans, the Asians, they bow. There's not a problem with that. Karen Early does not bow to, you know, the people who come. It wouldn't do that. And kneeling, I think, is in that same sort of a category. It is an unusual posture.
Right.
And, right, the romantic that still is left, the last gasp in our society is still there. There is something about the man bending the knee,
right,
and it's still current.
Right.
Asking if there's a, you know, the posture of humility and that sort of thing to his, you know, intended.
Right.
Yes.
I think that we've somewhat lost that. You know, there obviously are some moments where we kneel, but it's a good anchor, you know, and really that's really one of the things that we need, right? In prayer is persistence and, you know, and, I'm at loss for the word, but, diligence, right? Perseverance, just having all of that diligence to intend to pray and then persisting in the prayer. And I do think that just, you know, that first bending of the knee in the morning is a good anchor. It maintains a bodily awareness that now I'm giving myself over to the Lord. And even if it's just a kneel, you know, you kneel for a long enough amount of time to make a reverent, you know, sign of the cross.
Good turn. All right, my friends, we'll pick up in the next episode with looking at baptism through the lens of a spring garden. Until then, Fide Sedratio.